Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So it is with the resurrection of the dead. Unless a seed falls into the ground and dies, it cannot bear much fruit. But I thought that all flesh is evil. I thought that there was nothing good, nothing redeemable about the body. I thought that life is a pain and then you die. I thought that we were condemned to groan under the burden of this morbid flesh until we could make our escape through a blessed death. So how can it be a good thing to raise up the body? Oh, a glorified body, grant you. Not this partially torn rotator cuff, pudgy, hitching my giddy up 39-year-old body I have been afflicted with. No, a glorified body. But still a body, flesh and blood, a bodily resurrected body. Why not a spirit? Why not just a spiritual resurrection? Unless there is something about the body that is good, that is redeemable, perhaps even holy. Deaconesses, you who will receive your placement today, and those of you who look forward to receiving a placement in the future, much, if not in most cases, much of what you're called upon to do, what you'll be sent out to do, is to carry out ministry to the needs of the body. It's an ancient, time-honored, and godly thing you will do. To hold the hands of the sick and the dying, to hold the head of the drug addict and alcoholic as they wretch their addiction back into the gutter where you just pulled them from, to hold the arm of the elderly as they totter toward the everlasting gates, to hold the sobbing pregnant teen outside the abortion clinic, to support, to nurture, and to care for the body. Why? Why bother? Why bother with this fleshly, smelly, broken-down shell unless there's something about the body? I mean, wouldn't it make more sense? Just let them suffer and die and get on with it. Let mankind escape and hide in their cave of asceticism and await their death, curse God and die. Move on, there's nothing to see here, nothing to enjoy here, nothing to be thankful for, nothing to look forward to except dying. Indeed, ladies, you may as well exchange your blue, navy blue garb as Sisters of Mercy for the black, with some sort of sinister hood, so you can become agents of death. Unless, of course, there's something about the body. Flesh is perishable, but it's raised up imperishable. Flesh and blood tend toward the dishonorable, but it's raised up in honor and glory. Flesh is weak, it's raised up in power. Why? Why bother? What is it about this body that demands redeeming? What is it about this flesh that Christ, that God is mindful of it? What is it about our flesh and blood, this earthly sack, that God calls upon us to soothe its afflictions, to bind up its wounds, and to care for its needs? There is something about the body. The first Adam created a living being, molded from the very earth by the very hands of God. And the very breath of God breathed into him, making him a living, fleshly, earthly creature. Created in the image and the likeness of God, he is the crown of all creation. Perishable, weak, dishonorable, yes, we are. So is the stain of sin upon the body. So is the corruption upon the fleshly art of God. We are dust. We bear the image of the man of dust, and unto dust we shall return. But there is another Adam. The second Adam. The last Adam has come. Curiously, he came in the flesh. The Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. Christ Jesus, the Son of God, become flesh to redeem the flesh, his incarnation, his earthly fleshly journey, his suffering, his agony, his bloody death, in order to bring life to body and soul, to bring body and soul, rescuing them from the pit. And this most certainly tells us that there is something about the body. Jesus Christ, his ministry to the sick, to the diseased, to the hungry, to the outcasts, his work with lepers and prostitutes, his washing of the feet, his ministry to the body, his ministry to flesh and blood calls us out to do the same. And in fact, indeed, it is true that these afflictions of the flesh, these weaknesses of the body, show us Jesus. Lord, when did we see you hungry and thirsty or naked or sick or in prison? Truly, truly, I say to you, just as we bear the image of the man of dust, so shall we also bear the image of the man of heaven. There's something about the body. Indeed, Christ Jesus shares with us his very body and blood in the blessed sacrament in order that forgiveness, life, and salvation might be ours. Forgiveness of sins, life restored, salvation assured, both body and soul nurtured. The body. Life is not always rotten. Despair does not always reign. Life is full of the good and gracious gifts of God to be enjoyed in the body. The body is much more important and is to be treated more important than some sort of boat anchor, some sort of fleshly burden that we must rush out to shed. And because that's so, Ministry to the needs of the body is a sacred task as combined with the care of souls. There's something about the body, something good, something worthwhile, something holy. For the last Adam has come into our flesh to redeem both body and soul. And so it is. And so it is with the resurrection of the dead. In Jesus' name, amen.